Well, good morning.
It is 6:43 a.m. here on a gorgeous
morning.
On the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado, it is Friday the 13th of September 2024.
I solved the problem with the old setup. And I've ordered a new microphone. It took me a while to find the exact cause. It was only under very specific circumstances that I managed to get a spike in it, in the waveform. And since I couldn't hear it while I was doing it, what I had to do was record a bunch of sound and then put it into Audacity and take a look, because the old voice recorder doesn't actually have a waveform viewer. So there was a lot of back and forth and up and down, pain in the butt. But, I did manage to identify at least some of the problem. It is not, apparently not the recorder. It is not the socket, which was my big concern, that it was the where the microphone plugged in. That still seems to be rock solid. But it was where the wire bent when it was clipped to the visor of my cap. So I probably need to not do that, or I need to do something like make sure that loop stays big and doesn't get pulled tight, because I think that's what the problem was. Also in other news, the SafeLight people stood me up yesterday. When they didn't show up by 10:30 for an 8 o'clock appointment, I got in touch with them. And lo and behold, the appointment had been canceled about an hour before I got my last, "Your appointment happens soon," notice from them. And I never did get the text that said it had been canceled. I don't know exactly what the problem is. So, I won't have a new microphone until next week sometime, 17th. I think they have to make it. I'm not sure why. Most stuff I can get overnight, but not this. It's apparently not a regularly stocked item because it's old. Everybody else is using USBs. There's lots of solutions for USBs. When I finally bite the bullet and upgrade the phone, I will probably get a USB remote mic. The problem is that all of the remotes use that USB dongle. They use a USB-C. And you have to plug it into the phone, which is kind of the reason I wasn't recording on this phone to begin with. So, yeah, that's kind of an issue. So the van, I ordered some crash wrap, which I should have done before. That'll be here today, I think. And I'll be able to block off the hole left by the broken glass after a week. But Evan suggested I look on eBay. And sure enough, it took me like 10 minutes to find the glass I need. And I ordered it this morning. It'll be here end of the month. So we postponed the inevitable trade-in of the 30-year-old van for at least a few weeks. I made a lot of progress on getting the details done for wrapping up the Kia purchase, which is still hanging fire on a couple of small details. There's two outstanding recall notices for some fuses, and I still have to go over to the dealership and pick up the title, which came in day before yesterday. I should do that today. And I need to get new plates. I need to research that and find out. Used to be, I went to the county clerk to get the new plates. But it might have changed so that I get them from DMV. And if it's from DMV, I need to make an appointment to go pick up the new plates and deal with the permit registration. And then the Kia purchase will be complete. It'll be done. And then we can think about maybe replacing the van. There were some good choices. We looked around yesterday and thought, well, okay, if we can't replace the window, let's just replace the car. Which hurts my Scottish heart. It's like there was nothing wrong with the van. It runs. Transmission is a little sluggish in cold weather. Probably needs a flush. But we're through the worst of the summer heat, so the air conditioning, we went all summer without recharging the air conditioning. That was good. It's it ain't much to look at, and it's not a car anybody's going to want to steal. So it works out pretty well. It's four cylinder. It's a little car. It's a little engine. It does what it needs to do, and that's what I need it for. So, I'm hard pressed to come up with a good reason to replace it other than it's old and really hard to repair anymore. We replace it and bring it up to date to something more modern, our auto insurance is going to go up again. It went up a lot with the Kia. And only part of that was due to the first accident ever on a 30-year policy. Parts. That was a Volkswagen Beetle going by. So, yeah, you might tell from the time. Sunrise here is at 6:37-ish, and I was out before sunrise. The morning picture shows just the rosiest of dawn at the far side. I tried to wait around to see if the sun would rise fast enough to illuminate those clouds, but the little dark streaks of clouds kind of accented it nicely. I think it was a nice composition. I liked it, so I kept it and started walking. I need to get back. I baked my bread. Did I say that? I had to bake bread this morning. And the bread came out of the oven. I put on my shoes. Hi, tally ho. Came out good this time. Last time, it looked like orcs baked it. It was really lumpy. It was really sticky. It was just about impossible to work with. I worked this dough a little harder. I think it autolyzed a bit better. The liquid got absorbed by the flour a little bit more. It was still a tad sticky, but at 65% hydration, I expect it to be just a little bit sticky. It came out. It looks good. It looks good. I got a decent amount of puffin spring on it. I'm spritzing it with too much water before I put it in. I need to kind of cut back on that. And instead of soaking it down, I just need to give it a little spritz, spritz. Pens. Oh, man. I have a bunch of Waterman cartridge, CC and CF pens that are all but impossible to get cartridges for. I bought a couple that had cartridges with them, one of them with a leak, which I think I've sealed, but I haven't tried yet. I tried a micro converter, and that fit one of them, but not all of them. But auction came up last week before, for a new CF, a matching mechanical pencil, which I have pretty much no use for. And the real prize, a full box of cartridges, CF cartridges. And I paid too much for it, but I won it. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Long post. Well, it came up 2 weeks ago, and I was watching it, and then the auction got away from me, and I didn't bid. But neither did anybody else. I was really overpriced. But I didn't bid. Nobody bid. So it relisted, and it came up yesterday. And I thought, all right, well, I'm not going to let this slide by. I'm going to at least throw one exceptionally large bid. The cartridges. The pen is not worth it, but the cartridges probably are. I've already spent more than that trying to find those cartridges. So this is like money down the rat hole, but I wanted to find them. I got them. They're coming. Good morning, good morning. How's the pup this morning? So that's good. That's progress. I re-inked the Atrio with fresh ink, with a fresh cartridge, one that's already depleted. I'm gonna purge the bad ones, and then I'll have empty cartridges I can use for three of my Watermans that take the new size, and I can use those by refilling them with bottled ink. It should be fun. I think I'm going to try to find a nice green. There are two greens that I've tried. I can't remember what they were. One was Verdura. I forget what the other one was. It was a nice deep green. I liked it. Oh, Sherwood Forest. I like that green a lot. A Verdura was really, really green. It was lovely. What a lovely color. So I think right now all my pens are loaded with black and red. Black and blue. I don't have any red loaded. I don't have any fancy colors. Oh, speaking of blues, Oxford Blue and the Bad Belted Kingfisher. was, I had that in my, Kaigaloo. Kaigaloo? I don't know. Anyway, I had that in a cheap Chinese pen. And that blue, that belted kingfisher was really beautiful. It's a great, rich blue color. Rivaled the Oxford blue for richness of the blue color. I'm really not a fan of the namby-pamby. Barely blue. I must be walking real fast this morning. My shins are complaining. So, yeah. I've got a lot of black. I have three Iroshizuku colors. A black, blue, and a red. Red is more pink. It's more pink than red. Which isn't bad. Not exactly the color that I wanted, but it's not bad. And I've got a lot of that too. I've got like 30 milliliters of each. And when you figure a cartridge only takes about one, I've got 90 refills sitting there. It was funny, I got a sample for green and I tried it and it's like, why would I want to write with green? And then I wrote with green and I said, why would I ever not want to write with green? That's great. I was working in my notebooks on the Wizard Spotlight, which I should get back to. I don't want to talk about it because talking about it has seemed to disjoint my process somehow. I'm not sure why. In part because my process has changed so radically, it's ridiculous. I'm still pantsing. I still have to remember that if I spend too much time sorting the process, the story out, then I don't really care about the story anymore. But my brain is working on it. I'm spending at least a few minutes with it every day. And it's making small amounts of progress, tiny steps. And we'll do the best we can. X4 is still a lot of fun. I'm having fun with... Good morning. Good morning, pup. Oh, what a happy dog. My dog wanted to come say hi. So, yeah. X4. It's taken a lot to get used to. Trying to find how to play the game, how to play the game I want to play, because I can play however you want. There are very few timed things. So you pick up a bunch of stuff and boom. Now, if I could figure out, I have several pick this person up and take them somewhere quests that I have, missions that I've picked up. And the problem is I've gone away from where they were supposed to be picked up. So now I don't know where they are. And it just gives me the person's name and where I'm supposed to take them. It doesn't tell me where I'm supposed to pick them up. So I'm probably going to have to just trash those. Let them go. There'll be plenty more. I'm starting to get higher paying missions are showing up, which frequently take more skill than I have. I'm terrible at space combat. I think that was one of the reasons that I didn't like EVE Online, is because I'm terrible at space combat. I could kill the NPCs, but these NPCs are just ridiculous. They fly right at you at high speed, and then by the time you get turned around, they're coming up behind you. I have learned some tricks for navigation. So setting the speed with the mouse, but then navigating with my fingers works really well. And taking my hand off the mouse so I'm off the triggers for the weapons means I don't inadvertently shoot a station when I'm trying to dock, which just sort of pisses off the station. Understandably, driver the problem. Oh, the sun is beautiful. Sunrise is gorgeous. The sun is just high enough that it's illuminating all of the feathery sides of the grass, but not very much of the grass itself. So I get this sort of golden sea. It's beautiful. Nice and cool. It's been a little warm in my room. I'll take it. Warm is better than cold. As long as it's not. The younger sister is looking a bit yellowy. About ready to change, maybe? These little tiny crab apples. They're all bright red, but they're about the size of peas. I wonder if the birds eat. So later on, I have to take a taxi duty. I got to take one of the kids to the dentist. Unfortunately, it's on the wrong end of town from the car dealership, but maybe after we swing around, pick up the title. I have enough food in the house to get through. I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure. So I probably don't need to get a grocery run in. And I should go start tapping out on some of these last tasks. At least get an appointment at DMV if that's what it's going to take. Pick up the title. Get this deal closed so perhaps we can go ahead and do another one. No. Needs must. At any rate, look at me. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I took a sound sample so that I can run some noise cancellation reduction on this file before I post it. I think that'll help some. It'll introduce a few voice artifacts. Bear with me until I can get the new microphone and get the new setup running. But I figured posting something would be better than posting nothing. So I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.